USA Radio News.
An analysis of studies released last month by Johns Hopkins University indicated that lockdowns in the spring of 2020 reduced COVID-19 mortality by only 0.2% in the U.S. and Europe. Fox News reports several economic professors analyzed various studies regarding how school shutdowns, business closings, and mask mandates affected the COVID-19 death rate. They concluded lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. President Joe Biden is seeking Supreme Court nominee advice amid criticism to nominate the first black woman to the country's highest court. Senator Ted Cruz spoke to ABC News.
The fact that he's willing to make a promise at the outset that it must be a black woman, it's actually an insult to black women.
An ABC News poll shows 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all candidates. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A group of parents who have children with disabilities filed a federal lawsuit on Monday challenging Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order making masks optional in schools. The defendants named in the suit include Youngkin, who took office last month, as well as Virginia's attorney general and the state superintendent of schools. The lawsuit joins two others challenging the executive order that have been filed against Youngkin and other state officials since he signed it on day one of his administration. Pfizer has asked the U.S. to authorize extra low doses of its COVID-19 vaccine for children under the age of five, potentially opening the way for them to start receiving shots as early as March. The FDA urged Pfizer and its partner BioNTech to apply earlier than the companies had planned and before it settled that the youngsters will need two shots or three. And NFL quarterback Tom Brady announced on Tuesday he's retiring. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number six. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Some lawmakers aren't happy with the new responsibilities for border agents.
Border Patrol agents are voicing their frustrations with Homeland Security officials as the Biden administration works to address the root causes of illegal immigration. This as over 178,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the border in December 2021. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford was at the border recently. He joins Fox News to weigh in, saying the Border Patrol is being forced to take on different responsibilities than they're used to.
Anyone in law enforcement that get into law enforcement to be able to enforce the laws of the country to be able to serve their neighbors and their families and other families, these individuals want to be able to serve their nation, but they're being treated by this administration as their hotel check-in staff rather than law enforcement. They're not able to actually enforce the law. They're just checking people through to be able to come in the country. That's not what they signed up for.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A suspected gunman is now in custody after two campus officers were fatally shot at a private liberal arts college in Virginia on Tuesday. In an email to students, faculty, and staff, Bridgewater College President David Bushman identified the victims as police officer John Painter and safety officer J.J. Jefferson. The gunman allegedly shot the officers around 1:20 Tuesday afternoon and ran away. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.